Bar, Marine Way and South Franklin Street. Juno Voices number 2, Eagle is looking for fish on the waterfront.
There aren't as many as there used to be.
This is Butch Lighty. Generations of Butch's family have commercially fished the Taku Inlet, south of here.
This was the center of Juno's fishing fleet.
1959. This is Juno Cold Storage. Four large buildings on pilings. They're blasting the whistle announcing that it's break time.
Fish, king crab, and tanner crab are all coming here on boats. Bigger boats haul 50,000 pounds of halibut.
Butch Lighty is cutting halibut cheeks on the dock.
I'm 13 years old. Cutting cheeks is fun. All my friends are here too. These two men over there are each holding a hook with a gutted halibut. With their machetes, they whack the head off and toss it to the side of the butchering table. All of us kids scramble for the head. If I'm lucky, I'm the one who gets it. I cut out the two cheeks, drop them into my bucket, and push the rest of the halibut head into the hole in the table. It falls into the water under the dock. One day, I cut 50 pounds of halibut cheeks. Fire station buys them all for 50 cents a pound.
That's $25. Soda pop costs 10 cents, and movies cost 50 cents.
So $25 is a lot of money for a 13-year-old me.
1965.
I'm a teenager, and I'm working in the cold storage cannery, cutting the heads and tail fins off salmon. My mom was Clinkett, Lena Lillian Peters Lighty. My dad is a Finlander, Alex Lighty. It is easy for me, and other Alaska Native kids, to get jobs.
That's because more than half the fishing fleet is owned by Alaska Natives, with Native skippers and crews.
There are so many boats.
The Catherine S.
The St. Peter.
The Arlene.
The Alert.
1971.
My dad dies. I inherit his 36-foot gill netting boat, but the state starts a new system, limited entry permitting. It's a point system. It restricts the number of fishermen who can fish. They're trying to stop some of the outside fishermen from the lower 48. But it doesn't work out like that, and it makes it harder for locals to keep our livelihood.
Fewer boats, fewer canneries, fewer jobs.
The history of fisheries in Alaska, like so much of our history, is a history of theft. My dad has all the points he needs, but his permit doesn't get issued, so I inherit the boat with no permit. I decide to fight. I'm not going to let anyone tell me I can't commercial fish. I come in with a stack of papers this high. I use their weapons against them.
Mr. Clarence Lighty, fine. Your limited entry permit is approved.
I guess I'm a fisherman now. Generations of Yanyadi fishermen. My grandfather, Willie Peters, my uncle, James Peters, my father, and me, and now my grandson, Philip Andres Kedienti, who's fished with me since he was 5. I hope the salmon always return to the Taku River. I hope that people protect the watershed from more pollution. I hope as Clinkets, we will once again have our fishing fleet back.
It looks like chalk is flying toward the corner of Admiralty Way and South Franklin Street.
That's where Juno Voices number 3 is. Find it on the map or on your device. Let's meet there.